God is good. Amen? Our God is good. You know, some people have a God that cannot walk, cannot speak. I know we stand here every day and we talk about this. People really don't realize that these gods exist. I'm telling you, they do. Where I come from, people go to the forest and they chop down trees and they carve them. They keep them in their homes and they worship them. Amen? And they actually listen to these things. You know why? Because they're so afraid that if they make a mistake, they would die. They pour libations to them. They buy the most expensive alcohol spirits and they pour every day to these gods. But you know something? When it rains, these gods cannot walk. Somebody has to actually come and pick them up and put them away. But our God, amen, we serve a living God. Our God never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Doris Stark, as you say. I'm married to Malcolm Stark, not Tony Stark, Iron Man. My message this morning, I've titled it, God Knows You and Me. I want you to make it personal. God knows me. He knows me. You know, the God of the universe knows me. The creator of the heavens and earth knows me. And sometimes I ask myself, who am I? And why is it that God spends his time to look for me? Why does he love me? What is it about me that is so special that God wants me? Amen? I'm sure you probably think the same way that, you know, I'm constantly failing God. I'm constantly making mistakes. And he's still running after me. Why? You know, you ask yourself, why? He loves us because he knows who we are. Amen? We're going to read from Psalm 139. It says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. Amen. Our God knows our every move, every step. You have hurt me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand would lead me. And your right hand shall hold me if I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me. Even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed me, my inward parts. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully, this is my favorite part, fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know something? When I read this part, when I was a little girl, I did not understand the Bible very well. And I remember my dad will constantly tell me that I'm ugly, I'm very ugly. And this was when I was a kid, like really young. And then when my mom passed away, this kept on and on. So as a teenager, I got to a point where I could not make eye contact when I'm talking to someone. Because when you're looking at me, when I'm talking to you and you're looking at me, in my mind, I say you're looking at my ugliness. Amen? So I would look down and talk to people. I could not make eye contact. And then I found this verse. And this verse says I'm wonderfully made. And then I start thinking, wow. So I'm not ugly after all. I'm actually wonderfully made. And even if I'm ugly, God is saying that I'm wonderfully made. Amen? It says, marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. 15, it says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book that all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Amen. When we read Jeremiah 1-5, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So God knows us. He knows us very well. He knows us better than our parents, our own parents. He knows us better than couples that have been married for 50, 60, 70 years. You know why? Because God knows our thoughts. You can sit here with your couple whom you've been married for 60 years. Sometimes even when you're thinking, you think the same thing. You feel like you're thinking the same thing. You say a word and it's the same words comes out. But even then, they don't know in the moment what you're thinking. But God knows. Amen. John 1, 45, 48. Let's read that. This was when Philip and Nathaniel, Jesus was, I call it recruitment. Jesus was recruiting his disciples. And Philip found Nathaniel and said to him, we found him of whom Moses, the law, and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathaniel said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Jesus knew him even before, when he was in his mother's womb. God knew him. God formed him. Amen. God knows our substance. God knows who we are. Even before our mothers and our parents decided to have us, God knew what time, which place. When they were in the secret, when my mom and dad were in the secret, thinking about maybe we can, you know, make babies, we can start a family. God knew what time, what day. God knew my name before I was born. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? We serve a God who knows us. We serve a God who is not like the other gods, who actually cares for us. Our God cares for us. He knows our substance. Before our parents decided to do anything, God knew that this day we will all be sitting here. God knew that we will be here today worshiping Him. He knew us before the world was made. Amen? We serve a good God. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I want you to know, I want to assure you, that the God that we serve cares for you. Amen? He hears you. Sometimes you think, God doesn't care. Does He even know who I am? I'm just a tiny fish in a big pond. No. No, no. Our God knows you. He knows who you are. You know, you may think that you're here by an accident. You know, I'm a mistake. Maybe you've been hearing it just like I heard from my dad. By the way, I love my dad very, very much. You know, you may have been hearing it from your parents. You know, you don't add up. You're a mistake. You know, you just came along when we weren't ready. But I want to assure you, God knew that you and me will be here. He knew the exact time, the exact date that you'll be born. You know, pro-abortion people, they talk about when you're pregnant, they say, it's just a blob. That's not a human being. I'm telling you today, God knows. When that dot happens, God knows that this is a human being. God knows your name. When you are even in there, He knew. You know, He knew who you would become. God knew where you would be. In 50 years, 70 years, God knows where you would be. He knew you before you were born. And so my encouragement this morning is, if you have been hearing, if the enemy have been speaking to you and you have believed it, and we all do, we all believed it, his lies tells us, you know, you're not enough. The enemy will say, you're ugly, like I believed. You don't add up. You cannot do anything. You're weak. You're not smart enough. You're not wealthy enough. Or you're poor. I just want to assure you. I want you to put your foot down and say, listen. Speak, like Joyce Meyer said, speak back to the enemy. Tell the enemy that I am wonderfully made. God knew me before I was born. Amen. God knew me. I'm not an accident. I didn't just happen. God knew my substance. He knows who I am. I am the child of God. I am a child of the living God. I am a child of Yahweh. I am a child of the great I am. And He knows who I am. Amen. We serve a wonderful God. We serve a good God. And when I continue reading at 139, even the beginning, it says, oh Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. So before we even go to bed, God knows the exact time that we'll be going to bed. God knows the time that we're getting up. Isn't it scary? I mean, it's almost like somebody is monitoring every move. your movement. And it's true. His hands are upon you. Amen. God's hands are upon you. He's constantly monitoring. He's watching you. Not in a bad way, because he's a good father. Because he cares for you. Because he loves you. Amen. It says, you understand my thought afar off. 3 says, you comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. So before I open my mouth to say anything, God knows exactly what I'm going to say. He knows the words that I'm going to use. He knows what I'm going to say. You know, sometimes you want to say something, and at the back of your mind, something is saying, don't. Don't say it. Then you go, you know what? I'm going to show him, I'm going to show her that I'm better than her. Oh, I can also, you know, say what he's or she's saying. And you keep hearing it. Don't you say it. But what do you do? Because I do it. It comes out. Because God knows. He knows every single word that will pop out of your mouth. He made us. He knows every part of our being. It says, you have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. So God is standing, if there's a picture, God has hedged me in front and in the back. So what should I say? Because I work in dietary, so I've been sandwiched. You know, I'm in between. It's like a pillar. I have a big one in front, a big one behind me, and I'm in the middle. So I've been hedged, which means nothing can touch me. Nothing can touch me. All that I have to do is to follow his leads, because he loves me. He knows who I am. He knows every step that I'm going to make. His hands are wrapped around me. Amen. It says, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? I can't run. Even if I want to, I can't run from the Almighty God. He knows where I am. Even if I make my bed in hell, he's there. He will come and pull me out. You know, the enemy may throw something at me, but God is there. Our God is there, and there's nothing that is too hard for him, amen? Because he has hurt me. He's in front of me, and he's behind me. So anything that is going on in my life, all that I have to do is to look to the cross. I just lift up my eyes. That's all I have to do, is to look at the cross. And remember that I have a creator. I have a God who created me, who knows me more than I know myself. Whatever I'm going through, whether it's sickness, whether it's a job loss, whatever, anything that you can think of, God is with you. When problems comes, all that we want is we want God to just take it away, instant. The scripture says that God knows. He knows when it's coming. And if he sees that you can stand it, he will walk with you through it. Amen? Just like he did with the Israelites. When they walked through the Red Sea, he would walk with you side by side. Because he knows that you can. He will give you the strength to withstand it, whatever that is. God will be with you because he loves you, because he knows who you are. He knows your frame. When you were in your mother's womb, he knew you long before you were born. It says, even your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. So even night, if I wrap myself under a blanket, I run into a hole and cover myself with whatever it is, whether it's a plastic or a piece of wood, sand, God is there. And the scripture said he will pull me out. And even in the darkness, his light will shine on me. Amen. We serve a good God. Our God never fails. And I want to assure you that that God is here this morning. When you came here this morning, I hope you came with an expectation. Because God is here to do something new in your life. Amen. He's here to break every chain that you have in your life. It may not be you. It may be someone that you know, a family member. God is here. Our God is here. Whatever you tell him, he will do. And if he doesn't do it, it doesn't mean he doesn't care. It doesn't mean he's not listening. Our God hears. He listens. He knows who you are. Amen? There comes my favorite again. It says, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows very well. So our soul knows. You know, David understood this. David knew who he was. He knew what kind of God he worshipped. He knew that God knew him right from the beginning. He knew that the God that he has is nothing. Nothing. That is too big for his God. And David knew that he cannot run away from the God that he serves. So this morning, my question to you is, are you ready? The God that knows you, are you ready for him to completely take over your life? Are you ready to surrender to him? Because he knows you. He knows who you are. Are you ready to surrender? Give him your all and say, Lord, here I am. Father, use me for your glory. Are you ready for that? And if you're ready, it doesn't mean that temptations are gone. It doesn't mean that, you know, hardships are gone. It doesn't mean that. But it means you have your trust in the one who died and rose again. Amen? You have your trust in the one that has promised that he will never fail. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Because he loves you. And because he knows who you are. And you are a child of the living God. This morning I want you to take it all in. As I bring my sermon to an end, I just want you to just take it all in. And start thinking about the God that we serve. Don't look to the left or to the right. Just look straight. look to the cross and speak to your God, the God who made the universe, the great I am. Ask him, God, if you made me, your word said you made me. If you know me that well, I want you to use me for your glory. Amen. Lord, I want you to use me for your glory. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him this morning. And so I'm going to ask all of you if you can stand to your feet. I want us to invite the Holy Spirit this morning. You may believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You may not believe it. But the only thing that I would say is that just ask God to do something new in your life today. Because you're here with an expectation. We didn't walk into this walls, this door, just to come and watch. We came here with an expectation. We came here to meet God. And so I just want you to think about the God that we serve. Just think about his goodness, his kindness. And ask God to anoint you. Ask God to anoint you, his Holy Spirit, to anoint you. Hallelujah. 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 Father, you're good. Holy Spirit, we're here for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we need you. Father, we need you. I just want you to start praying. Just ask God. If there's sickness in you, if there's something going on in your life or someone you know, just ask God for healing, restoration. Because God is here to break what needs to be broken. God is here to heal. He's here to mend. Just lift your heart to heaven. And just expect his touch, his warmth, his embrace. The Holy Spirit is here. All that you have to do is to allow yourself. Just let go. And let God. Just leave everything under his feet. You know you've held on to this wheel for a long time. If it was going to work, it would have worked for you. Taking control of it didn't work. It's about time to let go. Just let go freely. Speak to God. Just speak to God. And just tell him what you have in your mind, what is on your heart. He knows. He knows, but the scripture said we don't ask, so we don't receive. It says, ask and it shall be given. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father, you're good. Your ways are good. Your ways are kind. We thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning. Thank you for who you are.
We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the great things that you're about to do in our lives. We thank you for the many blessings, Lord, that you're pouring on us. We thank you for saving our loved ones, the ones that we didn't think would be saved. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your boldness in us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that have been closed. We thank you for healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we honor you. We glorify you, Lord. There is none like you. You deserve our praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to keep saying thank you, Jesus. And believe that whatever you asked, he's given it to you. Just believe it. Thank him and believe it. Believe that our God, whatever you ask, whatever it is, that you have received it. Just thank him and praise him. He's good. He's a good father. And he gives good things to his children. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, you're good. Lord, you're good.